I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He had a dalliance with Sydney, and actually in Scream 2, so did he. It's Watch What Happens Live with Jerry O'Connell and Gary from Below Deck Sailing Yacht now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCAC.
All right, hey everybody. Hi guys, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who got caught in a love triangle and another who, when it comes to Bravo, is always making at least 3 points. My first guest has a new movie available on Apple TV called Endangered Species, but his opinions on Below Deck are anything but rare. Please welcome our pal, Jerry O'Connell. Oh, hey, Jerry. Look at that stud. Wow, I love him. You got your Gary hair, Jerry?
You know I do. I've been growing it all season long just for this moment, Andy.
All right. Well, then let's bring him out from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. It's first mate, Gary King. Hey, Gary.
Ooh, hey, guys.
There he is. He's from the bridge of the Parsifal 3. Wow. I just want to point out, because we're ramping into having an audience in the clubhouse for the first time on Sunday night, and it's reminding me right now, I'm having a crazy flashback to the first show we did in lockdown, and there was Jerry O'Connell in that same location, in that same shirt. Jerry, have you changed since in the last year and a few months?
This has been my pandemic shirt. When you get an audience, that's when this comes off and goes to the cleaners finally.
Awesome, I love it. Maybe we need to put that in the BravoCon Museum this year. I hope we'll see you there. I want to talk about tonight's Below Deck. Gary, Damian B wants to know, did you personally not care that Sydney was topless in the hot tub like Daisy, or did you know hanging out with her without a top was probably a bad idea?
No, to be honest, I don't think a girl being topless is anything to be ashamed of. I mean, everyone's got titties, so maybe in the circumstances with Ali, it wasn't the best thing. But at the end of the day, if someone wants to be free and be naked, who am I to tell them differently?
And
exactly.
And on cue, there is Jerry topless. Look at those breasts on Jerry O'Connell. Ah, Jerry. Ooh. Wow. Oh, my God.
I wish you were my dickhead.
Look at those titties.
I do want to say, Gary, big ups to you for going and apologizing to Ali. It takes a lot to go and admit your wrongs, and that was very mature. I really like that. I love seeing that.
Wow. Well, speaking of mature, immature, was it immature for you to be flirting with Sydney at dinner tonight in front of Ali?
Yes, I think that was very immature of me. And that's where my apology came from. No one should be treated like that, especially Ali. I just feel I was a bit heartbroken when she broke up with me. And it was a cowardly action of me, and I've realized that. And at the end of the day, we can only see our mistakes and we can grow from them. And that's what I'm hoping I can do. So,
All right,
Gary, calm down. Those bad decisions are what make below deck.
Please. Okay, let him get out of it. Well, when it comes to voicing opinions about bad decisions on Below Deck, Jerry O'Connell is squeakier than Gary's mattress was all season. So it's time to get his takes on all the drama with how does Jerry OC it? Jerry, was it cruel of Allie and Gary to make out in front of Sydney, even if she said she didn't care?
I thought it was a little eighth grade, but again, it's what makes Below Deck exciting. And, you know, shout out to Colin for being a voice of reason there, for telling you to calm down.
Amid their tension the first half of the season, whose side were you on, Daisy or Natasha?
I have to say, I think Daisy is a great stew. I do want to say, though, Natasha, while a great chef and those dishes look amazing, has been a little late with some of her deadlines.
Do you think Danny and JL's relationship would ever work on land?
Well, we haven't seen it in the show, but I'm pretty sure in tonight's episode we saw a baby made in a bunk. So I hope they do, pending paternity tests, I hope they do last.
More to come on that at the reunion. Did Colin break bro code by telling Daisy that Gary was drunkenly threatening to hook up with Sydney again?
No, I cannot say enough great things about Colin. He may be the most rational crew member to ever be on all of the Below Decks.
Do you agree with Daisy that Gary's personality is as fake as her breasts?
No, come on. I love Gary. Look at this, Gary. We love you, buddy. Come on. There's nothing fake about him. He likes the party.
You're my man.
Gary, don't you think Gary kind of looks like Heath Ledger, Jerry? Do you get that at all?
I guess there is a little bit of that. I mean, you know, Gary follows a long line of very attractive decans, you know? I mean, they all look hot to me.
Jerry, you've never messed around with a guy at all. What base have you gotten to with a guy?
You know, I have to say, I was in the back of a limo one night. We were all drinking, and a gentleman who was a good friend of ours, all of ours, we were all out of the group, did lean in to kiss me, and I didn't follow through. Nothing happened. It ended there. So maybe, like, not even first base, like halfway to first base.
Okay, very good. Just had to ask. Sorry for the detour. Were you surprised by Danny and Allie's brief tryst?
No, come on, man. It's Pride Month. It's so excited about that. I'm all for that. I love the party. I'm woke. You guys know me.
Oh, my God. All right. Thank you very much, Jerry O'Connell. How you OC it. Anyone with eyes knows that the Gary can clearly work a top knot, and Jerry can, but which of Gary's actions this season does he consider to be the bottom of the barrel? Let's find out with regret it or forget it. Gary, tell me which of the following moments you would take back if you could. Gary, do you regret hooking up with Sydney on the first night and claiming you only made out, since the revelation you'd actually had sex is what pushed Allie over the edge?
Yeah, so regret it.
Okay, do you regret any of the shady comments you made behind Daisy's back?
No, forget it.
Do you regret saying you wanted to hook up with Sydney to make Allie jealous?
Yes, regret that.
Do you regret telling your team they didn't have time to help the interior?
No, forget that.
Do you regret taking so many smoke breaks, especially during times when the interior was swamped?
No, forget that also.
Do you regret demanding that JL switch rooms with you?
No, that guy couldn't fit into any king-size bed. I'll forget that.
Do you regret telling Sydney so bluntly that you're just not into her the same way you're into Allie?
No, I should have told her that way earlier.
Do you regret that. Skinny dipping in the ocean with both Sydney and Allie?
Never. I'd do that again in a heartbeat. Forget that.
Do you regret anything about how you and your team handled the terrible crash into the dock?
I regret the incident, but I mean, it wasn't anyone's fault. It was mechanical, so that's a half-half question.
Do you regret not performing better during your and Sydney's hookup since she said she's had better drunk sex?
I'm happy for her. I had a great time, so no, I'll forget that.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Gary. Now, one of the most defining moments in Below Deck history has to be when JL thought he had an STD, which turned out to just be some chafing. So I'm curious to know which moments rubbed my guests even more raw than JL's bathing suit area this season. Let's find out with a little game we're calling Chafing Dish. I'm going to throw out some things that happened this season. Say if it's worse than a case of crotch chafing or not. What's worse, listening to Sydney talk about how amazing she is or a chafed crotch, fellas?
I think Sydney is amazing, and I love self-confidence. I mean, look, I'm trying to pull off a top bun.
You're pulling it off. What's worse, Gary, a shockingly low charter tip or a chafed crotch?
A chafed crotch. I've never been one to search for money, so I'd prefer to have any money, if anything, than a chafed crotch.
What's worse?
Jerry. I'm so sorry to interrupt. Why did we never see the photo that JL took of his bathing suit area and sent to the doctor on the show? I want to know that.
Do you want to see that, Jerry? Is that something you want to see?
It wasn't in Zoom.
It wasn't, Gary?
And he didn't have Zoom on his camera, so he didn't want to show anyone.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, I'm sure. Okay, Jerry, we're going to get you that photo. What's worse, crashing into the dock or a chafed crotch, Jerry?
I have to say, a chafed crotch, a little antibiotic ointment fixes it. That crashing into the dock was crazy. I don't know what was happening. All I know is that Captain Glenn started going, ha, 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 ha. It was crashing into the dock.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. A lot of things are worse than a chafed crotch. Jerry, did you make this movie during COVID?
During COVID, in Kenya, as you saw, that was my wife there, also a big fan of the clubhouse, Becca Romaine. We all went to Kenya in the middle of COVID. And Gary, I should say, it was an all South African crew. Oh. So it was really cool, really fun.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, nice.
And how fun to be able to do a movie with Rebecca.
That was great. Shooting Kenya is just gorgeous. It changes your life going to Kenya. It was a beautiful experience. It was really great. And also our South African crew, shout out to Gary and all of them.
You seem changed, Jerry. You seem totally different.
I am different. I'm a different person.
Yeah, you do. Okay, let's go to our virtual audience. Justin's got a question for Jerry.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, these are the two guys I married.
Yes.
Justin and Robert, I married you two guys. Everything good?
Hey.
The marriage is good?
Yes. Good.
Yes.
Good. Very good.
Have you opened up the marriage yet, or you're still just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
Okay, very good. All right,
what's
your question for Jerry?
Hi, Jerry. I love you and your wife, and feel free to take your shirt off again.
Oh.
Since you're friends with both Rinna and Denise Richards, do you feel that Rinna's apology to Garcelle and how she handled everything was genuine?
I do. I think Lisa is a very genuine person. Yes, I do. I think she's very genuine. And I think Lisa is a caring person as well.
All right. Jessica's got a question for Gary. Jessica, what's your question?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So, Gary, what was your reaction to seeing Colin tell Daisy that you told him you only wanted to sleep with Sydney to get Allie's attention? Is your friendship with him done now for breaking bro code?
No, I don't think something like that could break up our friendship. I believed I was a little bit stabbed in the back because at the end of the day, it was just boys talk, silly drunken boys talk. And the fact that he went and told Daisy about it, and then Daisy told Ellie and created all these dramas, I regret that a bit. But at the end of the day, no, Colin and our bond is greater than words, you know? So, no, he's still a good friend of mine, and we chat often on the phone.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, virtual audience. My guests tonight are hitting it off so well. It's your classic bromance. What I'm wondering what they have in common besides having great heads of hair and full-blown heterosexuality. We're going to find out with 1-2 agree or disagree, Below Deck Edition. When I make a statement and count down 1-2 agree or disagree, you'll respond at the exact same time by holding up your signs. Here we go. Number one, Chef Natasha did put out 20 pieces of pita for the guests. 1-2 agree or disagree. Oh, wow, Jerry. Well, we're going to get into this at the reunion. Daisy expected too much help from the deck crew in the interior. 1-2 agree or disagree. Okay. This will not be the last time that JL has an STD scare. 1-2 agree or disagree. Oh, that's nice. You guys think it's done for him.
He's going to be very careful. He's going to be very careful from now on.
Yes.
Maintain social distance.
Yeah.
Use protection.
Yeah. Right. I think he's going to know the difference between chafing and STDs after that scare.
Captain Glenn is too lenient with his crew to the detriment of the charters. 1-2 agree or disagree. Okay, Sydney was correct. She was the most beautiful crew member on board. 1-2 agree or disagree. The guest is always right, even if their request is crazy. 1-2 agree or disagree. Okay, Natasha's ego is bigger than Jean-Luc is tall. 1-2 agree or disagree.
Man's gonna need back surgery. He needs back surgery after being in that bunk all season.
Captain Glenn's freak number is a 5 or lower. 1-2 agree or disagree.
Disagree on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danny and Allie make a better couple than Danny and JL. 1-2 agree or disagree. Captain Glenn is fully to blame for the Parsifal 3 crashing into the dock. 1-2 agree or disagree.
Controversial. I'm sorry, Captain Glenn. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Jerry agrees. Jerry, you love
panic.
Jerry, you love Captain Glenn, don't you?
I do. I think he handles the crew unlike any other captains that we've seen. Sandy, Lee, he has a real sort of laid-back attitude. But I mean, he did look like he was panicking a little at the
Yeah, well,
controls.
Of course, when you're crashing the boat, you're going to panic.
I know, but it was this motion.
Yeah.
I have to say, Jerry, but I have to keep my job.
I understand that. But captains are supposed to be like, we're coming into the dock right now. Everybody relax. It'll be fine. And Glenn was like, it's not very captain-like, but I do love him.
Oh my God. By the way, Jerry, are you going to come to BravoCon this year? I mean, we're kind of hoping you're going to come in costume again.
Definitely. It was the highlight of my decade. I mean, I'm definitely coming. It really is so much fun just going from room to room, hall to hall. I can't wait.
Gary, Jordan S. wants to know your reaction to Danny telling Jean-Luc that she loves him tonight.
That's a bit hectic to fall in love with someone after 5 weeks. I mean, JL's a nice guy, don't get me wrong, but well, I don't know how much time they spend together, but to fall in love with someone after 4 weeks, 5 weeks is a bit much for me, to be honest.
Jerry, safe to say,
I couldn't make up my mind which girl I wanted to be with.
Jerry, safe to say, you were in love with Rebecca after 5 weeks, right?
It was instantaneous. It was like getting hit with a thunderbolt. I just felt it like through my body. It was crazy.
Yeah. That's how I felt when I saw you without your shirt on earlier.
Right. I do want to say, getting back to JL and Danny, I thought for sure that was going to end in a proposal. That's just how television has sort of pushed my mindset. And then when it didn't end in a proposal, it just goes to show how jaded I am. I was like, oh, what a bummer.
It may have ended in something else, but we'll get into that later. Yeah.
At least they didn't have relations in Captain Glenn's bunk. I thought for sure they were going to be like, oh, Captain, is it cool if we just go up here for a second? Him with his headphones.
It is time for Watch What Happens 5. Jerry has been so attached to Parsifal 3 this season. He may as well have been one of the lifeboats. So let's find out which Bravo celebrities he'd like to join him on board for a sailing yacht adventure as he counts down the top 5 Bravo celebrities Jerry would want to charter a boat with. Okay, Jerry, who's your number 5?
Okay, number 5, Dorinda. I really miss her this season. I want Dorinda on that boat, okay?
Okay, number 4.
It's got to be interesting. Kelly Bensimon.
Wow. Yeah,
that's right. It's going to get a little crazy, a little scary.
Okay, number 3. Yep.
Eileen Davidson.
Wow.
I won't talk about anyone's son. I won't talk about Erica's son, I promise. But we're going to have a good old time.
Okay, number two.
Marlo Hampton.
Yeah.
Yes, my girl Marlo. Love her. She's going to bring so much fun to the boat. I love her, regardless of the size of our mats in front of our doors. And finally.
And number one.
I want Jack, new daddy in the Hot Dad Summer Club, Jax Taylor.
Wow, Jax is the number one guy in the group and on this list, apparently. And by the way, Captain Glenn has joined us. Captain Glenn, stick around because we want to talk to you on the after show with Gary. I want to thank Jerry and Gary for being here. Go to our after show now on Twitter Live. We're going to chat with Captain Glenn and Jerry on the after show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, we are back with Jerry O'Connell. Jerry stars on Endangered Species, out now on Apple TV, Blu-ray, and DVD. And from the Parsifal 3, Captain Glenn is here with Gary. Hey, Captain Glenn, how's it going?
Great, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, Jerry O'Connell. Jerry, have you ever met Captain Glenn?
I have not, only over the Zoom here.
Well, Jerry, what would you like to say to Captain Glenn? You've become a big, you know, Jerry is a big fan of Captain Lee and Captain Sandy, but now Captain Glenn is really stolen his heart. Jerry, tell him why. What do you want to say to Captain Glenn?
Well, Captain Glenn, I want to tell you, whenever Captain Lee comes to Los Angeles, he gives me a call and he is my primary and I treat him. I mean, anything he wants goes. If he wants a foam party, he gets a foam party. If he wants to go swimming at night, he goes swimming at night.
So there you go. Glenn, when you return to L.A., when you go to L.A. next, as a big bona fide television star that you are now, Jerry O'Connell is going to take you out on the town.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward. I can't wait to meet you, Jerry.
Now
we're gonna hit a quaint little we're gonna hit a quaint little spot called Tom Tom.
I think Captain Glenn knows even less about the Bravo sphere than Captain Lee, Jerry, just so you know. Jerry,
it's a great restaurant.
Now, I mean, Captain Glenn, Jerry was talking about you kind of flailing around the bridge while Parsifal 3 was crashing into the dock.
The crash.
Lying.
I mean, yeah, we all want to talk about the crash. I mean, why wouldn't we want to talk about the worst day in your entire career, Glenn?
Yeah, and I get to relive it over and over and over. It's fantastic. I love it.
Jerry, don't walk away. Don't walk away, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry, stay in the moment. You changed since Kenya. Stay present. Stay present. Captain Glenn, had you ever seen... Captain Glenn, had you seen much of the other two Below Decks before you started shooting yours?
I did, yeah. I watched a few episodes for sure before season one. And I also watched a little bit of the most recent Med show. So, yeah, I've seen a bit of it. I haven't seen it all.
By the way, are people recognizing Parsifal 3 now out and about the waters? Or are fans of the show like, wait, that's the boat?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow, that's fun.
I have one thing to add. You know what's so interesting about Below Deck Sailing is that there's another level of drama that's in Below Deck Sailing because the quarters are so much tighter than the My Sienna or anything because it's a sailing boat. And so it really does sort of like elevate the drama on the boat. It's crazy. I mean, none of the other captains have to share a bunk with the tallest person in the world.
No, you're absolutely right, and that adds another element. But we're a very tight crew, so it's okay. We're used to it, you know.
Captain Glenn, what did you think of the reunion?
Oh, I had a lot of fun. I thought it was great. I mean, there was a lot of drama in it, of course. You know, there's a little bit of, I guess, I don't know, friction, but I thought it was good. I mean, I think there's always a good vibe among the crew. And, I enjoyed it.
I love it that he says there was also a certain amount of friction.
No, I'm not talking about JL and Danny.
Yeah, we're not talking about the chafing. We're not talking about the chafing. Yes, I understand. Jerry, anything else you feel that you need to say or ask these two gentlemen aboard the Parsifal 3 before we wrap this puppy up?
No, I just... I love Captain Glenn. You're a chill dude. You really handle all the interpersonal stuff really well. It's interesting. You don't get too involved, but you remain very positive. You're a cool captain.
Thanks, mate. I'm just trying to keep my sanity.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, we're gonna leave it there, Jerry. Just stay in that spot. We'll check back in with you in about 8 months, and I'm sure you'll be there. With your BravoCon shirt on and everything. I can't wait to see you in person again, Jerry. You're going to be in New York this summer a little bit? It's all opened up, man.
I know. I'm not sure. I'm just not sure yet. I did see my parents who are from New York. They came out, so it was good to see them. Everybody's vaccinated. Even my kids are vaccinated. Everybody's vaccinated.
Wow, excellent. You know? Well, Gary and Glenn, are you two vaccinated, Gary and Glenn?
No, we're waiting.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Still waiting.
Yeah, I have a feeling the rollout in Greece is a little murky.
Yeah, exactly. We have to wait our turn.
Yeah.
But all I want it.
Well, great to see you two. It was fun as always. Thanks, Gary. Thanks, Glenn. Thanks, Jerry. Get Endangered Species.
Thank you very much, Andy. Thanks,
Andy. Oh, there's Jerry's here. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks, guys. Oh, everybody let their hair down.
Yeah.
Yeah, Glenn, let it down.
Get it. Yes.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.